Welcome back, my dear ladies, to my channel. I'm Tanya, your host, and today I have invited Vusala in Azerbaijan. Hello, Vusala.
Hi, hello.
Thank you for accepting my invitation. Vusala is a Theta healer, and we want to know everything about it, Vusala.
So what is Theta Healer? What Theta Healing? So this is a meditation technique. So actually this is a way to connect you with your subconscious mind, because we all know that without working with subconscious mind, we can hardly achieve things, because our lives are, are controlled by 95%. Conscious mind is just 5%, and we think that we control our life, but behind scene, our unconscious mind is in control. So after learning all these things, I decided to learn new methods in order to achieve my goals, in order to live my dream life. And this method is something that created by Rihanna in 95. She healed her own illnesses, and she helped many people around the world. And this is a very well-known technique, actually.
Okay, thank you. Who did you say was creating Theta Healing?
It's Rihanna Stiebel. She is a woman who was ill, and she asked a creator to show her the way, how to heal herself or how to help other people around. And after that, she created this technique, and people using this technique from every religion, it doesn't matter which religion or what kind of God you are believing. So you can all use this. How can we use it? Actually, a brain has a frequency, 5 frequencies, like alpha, delta, gamma, beta, and one is theta. So alpha is a meditation state when we are relaxing, when we are daydreaming. Beta is this situation where we are reading, talking, we are active. But theta is the state of deep meditation. So your mind is like between sleep and awake. This is a very slow state of mind. When we work with someone in theta, that is very easy to connect with his or her childhood, and until 6 years old, they already absorbed all the leaves around them, around like children are sponges. They are taking everything from around, like their teacher, their parents, events around them, or they wonder about everything. So until they are 6 years old, they already learn and programmed their brain. So their life all controlled by these programs.
Okay, you gave us a lot of information already now. So it's a meditation technique, you say, and you spoke about the states of mind, alpha, beta, and theta. So, and then theta is the name for Theta Healing, is that correct?
Yes.
And you said we use it to connect to our subconscious. So it's another way to connect to the subconscious. And why would we want to do that?
Because you want to do something in life. For example, you want to be rich. And you think that you want it, but there is something keep you away from this state. I mean, maybe you think deep inside that if I am rich, nobody will love me. If I am rich, God will not love me. If I am poor, I will be connected to God, like this. Well, so our mission is to put you in this state and to use tools like digging, asking you questions, what is a worst scenario, or we want to find out how did you learn it in the past, or your family, or does it come from your ancestors? Your DNA also plays a great role here. So that's why we want to achieve things, but limiting beliefs don't allow us to go this way, and it creates fear on our way. We try to take this fear and just to achieve the highest potential of the person.
Oh, okay, interesting. So we use Theta Healing to access limiting beliefs, and then you can eradicate them with Theta Healing.
Yes, with digging, with a method of digging. So we find first a core belief. What is the core belief? What doesn't allow you to go there? Why are you afraid of this state that you want to achieve, to be there? Why? So after defining the core belief, we can change it with empowering beliefs. We can change it with positive thoughts. And we can also download positive feelings to your body and to your mind. Then how it feels like to be loved by someone, how it feels like to be rich, or whatever your issue is, actually. So this is possible by digging method, actually.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. So we can access the limiting belief and change them into the positive, so it's easier to achieve something we want to achieve, right?
Mm-hmm. I think this is a shortcut. So we can also repeat affirmations for 30 days or 50 days or something. But if you have trauma or deep beliefs that you can't do it, so it takes for a long time, for years maybe, but once a session, it longs 90 minutes, sometimes 1 hour. During 1 hour, we can clear 100 beliefs or even more. So it depends on your trauma and your childhood. With some people, we can work like 5 sessions or something like this, because they have lots of limiting beliefs. It is how law of attraction works. Like some of us, they visualize things and they get it immediately. But some of us, they have experienced tough childhood and they are coming from different backgrounds. That's why they need deep process. They need working a lot in order to realize their dreams. So it depends on people's traumas, actually.
Very interesting. Thank you. Mm. 100 beliefs in one session. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. It is one core belief and another core belief. Another belief is just attached to core belief. When we take this main belief, they all disappears.
Ah, okay, that's how it works. So, thank you very much for this explanation. You said that you yourself changed your life through Theta Healing. How so? Do you want to tell us how that happened?
When I was mature enough to experience things I want, I was 26 or something like this, I saw that I'm trying hard, I'm applying all the rules, I'm reading all the books, but things don't happen. So I think I started to look for the different ways, because I've already found lots of methods or self-development books. I was listening you know, all podcasts or videos. But I saw that there is something inside me that just doesn't allow me to go there. It keeps me safe. And there is a huge resistance inside me that it believes that these things only true in fairy tales or in movies, or it's not for ordinary people. We are just, you know, just we have simple lives and we shouldn't have big dreams like happy marriage or good education or to be rich. This is not for us. So when I find out this kind of beliefs inside me, I felt like there have to be a way to change it. Then how I met my teacher and how I also know this method. And after applying this method on my life, I saw that not immediately everything changed. I can't say that immediately I solved all my problems. No, I'm trying every day and still things to do. So it is a deep work and it continues during all your life. So not every method can solve your problem immediately. It's not possible. So I started slowly to change things, how I think. Like I changed my occupation. I wanted to be, for example, I wanted to be a therapist, but I had limited belief around it. After cleaning it, I became one. So a simple thing, I used to stay in the house like it was on the ground, dark, like this. I was maybe thinking that I am worthy of it. But after working with this method, I felt like I deserve more and I'm worthy of it. So then I attracted much bigger and brighter places into my life. It's just a simple example. And also about relationship, about friendships. My friends started telling me that how they are happy being friends with me. I started to get all positive and remarks from people. They also changed this energy. They felt this change inside me.
Okay, you say it's a more gradual change, right? After the sessions or a few sessions. It's a slow change because there were some new beliefs that were installed, and then slowly, slowly the outside will catch up to that.
Yes, indeed. So when you change your thoughts with positive one, it doesn't mean that immediately this is magical stick and everything just happens. No, you are still human and you should take responsibility of every step in your life. Like you become more conscious and awareness of your and aware of your steps, and you take the responsibility of your life, and you understand that you have power. You are creating together with God, so you are not the victim of situations. You are not victim of your family, so you have the power. Then after learning this, that you are not victim, and then you start to be more responsible about your decisions. It gives you kind of freedom that you ask yourself, is it program that decide or is it real me that decides things? And you choose your true self, your authentic self, rather than program that you have already downloaded when you were a child.
Hey, yeah, you say you have power afterwards to decide for yourself and your life. So it gives back the power to you somehow.
Yes, indeed. It gives the power back from your family, from society, from everything that you were using as an excuse. Because it is in my DNA, because of it is my zodiac, because lots of excuses we are finding. But after this, you don't have excuse. You understand that you have your inner world, inner voice, and you are yourself connected to God, so you can do it when you want. So there is no obstacle on your way. It is just illusion your mind creates. So then you can be yourself. Like, okay, maybe my family expected from me, but what is my choice? So you understand that you are a chooser. You choose your destiny at every step.
Very beautiful, yeah. It sounds like it's a very empowering method. You take charge of your life again and you manage your own energy after, and you guide your life.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And in your case, so Theta healing helped you to reclaim your energy, reclaim your power, and to just create your life the way you want it.
Yes. So if before Theta, I was thinking that in my family, people, for example, doing in this way, so I am the part of them. So I am coming from this generation. So I am the member. So it means that I have to be faithful. So it is, otherwise I can't belong to them. So it is the way to be connected with them at the emotional level. Otherwise I will be all alone and isolated, and maybe they'll not accept me as a part of their family. So, but after lots of work, you see that it's not true. They love you the way you are, and they love you more when you are in your true identity. They actually love it to see you blossom every day. So if you think vice versa, it is your fear. It is your excuse. It is your, your mind just wants to keep you safe. But in reality, everything will be happy when you are happy and you find your yourself in this life. Your mission, let's say.
That's a very interesting topic that you are just talking about. So yeah, it's only in the mind, and we have all this programming from childhood, like you said in the beginning, and we believe we have to be like this or like that, or the parents have implanted some expectations and we believe they are true, but in reality they are maybe not even true. Right.
So after a little bit changing, I can say that I've completely changed my life. No, I'm still changing. I talked with my mom and I saw that how much she likes it, how much she's proud of me, like that I'm choosing my own way. Because maybe that is the thing she wanted to do, but she couldn't. But now her daughter wants to. I mean, she does. That's why you feel like they're also proud of you, that you decided to become mature person, grown up women, rather than being a little child and punishing them or always showing things around you and saying that it is because of this, but you become mature and taking your decision by yourself. I think they also want us to see in this way, to be like, as a woman, to be grown up women, or to change. They enjoy seeing it. But my child self was believing vice versa, was thinking that no, they will refuse you. They will think that it is inappropriate. They will think that it is not logical, but in reality, it is very different.
Yeah. And you told me about this before, so that once you changed, then everything around you changed as well, and you noticed that. So once we change our beliefs,
Yes.
Then we're automatically resonating in a different frequency, and the outside will also react to us in a different way. And we find out, like, hey, it's actually good that I chose A, B, or C.
Yes, indeed. So when we change, people change automatically, and you are. I was very surprised how it happens, because I was reading about it, but in reality, I have never experienced it. That's why I was thinking that is just book, this for selling. It is not real. But when you apply this and when you see this change and you think that this is, for example, before this, I couldn't receive from men or from family, but now I can easily receive from things from my father or from people around me. Simple thing, like my father brings fruits every day to me, he wants to give. And when you can receive, when you learn how to receive, people are ready to give you if you open the space for them to get things from them. So, when you change, people immediately react to your energy. And if you push them, if you resist, if you build a wall, they run away. Then you say, why they are running? But when your energy is inviting, or you can take things from them, then they come. So it is all about your energy. How's your aura? How's your energy? What is your limiting beliefs? And what is obstacle not to receive from people, for example?
Mm-hmm.
You need to work on it.
Can you repeat this last bit, please?
Whatever your problem is, you need to work on this specific problem in order to change your belief, and your belief change your energy immediately. If you have lots of self-limiting beliefs, so your energy is small, you are always in protection. But if you your limiting beliefs is less, and then your energy is much bigger, and because you are surrounded to things, to God, to everything. And you have this belief inside you that you are safe and people want to help you, like this.
Perfect. So yeah, the Theta healing really helps to target certain beliefs specifically. And as you said, it changed your life forever. Thank you for the explanation, Vusava. What if somebody would like to get in touch with you and ask you for a Theta healing session? How can they contact you?
So I'm using Telegram and WhatsApp. I'm active there. So they can contact me always through Telegram.
Okay, I will leave the link below so people can contact you. And I thank you very much for this interview. Would you like to add a few more words to somebody listening?
I just want to say that change is never easy, but it is worth it. So we are here to develop ourselves, to reach our highest potential. It's not easy. You need to work hard, really, but it's worth, and you deserve it. So thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for this. Yes, thanks, Vusala, and thanks for everybody who was listening today. See you again next time. Bye.